Dave Moore on Today FM.
Oh, this is very, 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 very exciting for me. Maria has done wonders. I'm very proud to say that I'm going to be the stadium announcer later on in the Aviva Stadium for the Girls in Green, the game against Belgium. It's going to be an incredible atmosphere. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be doing a job I've never done before, which is in-game announcements. Maria, thank you.
No, well, I didn't get you that job. What I did get you was... this guy is unbelievable. Over 25 years, he's been the voice of Old Trafford. He's going to give you tips. And can I just ask, can this count as a Christmas present?
Yes, this is a Christmas present, a birthday present, all wrapped up in one, because I am a massive fan of this man. It is...
Hi, this is Alan Keegan, the voice of Old Trafford.
Alan Keegan, the voice of Old Trafford. Welcome to the show, Alan.
What a pleasure, absolute pleasure to be speaking to Dave and Maria on Today FM.
Yay! Alan, I've been going for almost as long as you've been a stadium announcer in Old Trafford. I've been going over at least once, twice a year, and I've heard you say some of the most iconic things in the world ever. It's such a pleasure to talk to you.
Listen, it's a pleasure, Dave and Maria. I've got the best job in the world. I've had some of the greatest moments. 25 years. Wow. And I've never missed a first team game in 25 years.
And surely you've had laryngitis or a sore throat.
Yeah, I did, but it's not the sort of gig. It's a bit like your gig. You don't give it up.
You
there's
don't.
Too many ready. There's too many Daves trying to step into your shoes.
Well, after this one tonight, you never know. I don't know. I might be coming across paying Sir Jim a visit.
Yeah, you might be. You might be. But
I doubt
listen,
it.
I've got your name on the list now. Don't
okay,
worry.
Appreciate it. Yeah, the list of enemies. Come here. What is the secret to stadium announcing? Obviously, not only have you been doing it, but you've been doing it so successfully for 25 years to have your job that long. No, Alan, come on. Let's be realistic now. They could be moving you on to. Yeah, listen, do you want to go out and do the reserve game out in the field at the back? You're not being given that job. So, what's the key to it? What's the secret?
I think the key is it's like any job, isn't it? I mean, if you love the job, it comes naturally, but you've also got to be professional. And I've got a couple of tips for you, Dave.
Oh, fantastic.
If that's all right,
I'm writing these down
to put you down on the right road. So, what I would say is, whoever gets it for you, make sure you've got two or three team sheets, not just one.
Oh, nice.
Because then you can scribble on either side. If there's subs or anything going on, or you need to sort of write the name phonetically, have two team sheets on your folder.
That is
then
brilliant.
Yeah, so that's tip number one.
Sorry, just to say on that, because I've seen you with your folder at Old Trafford, and I'm always like going, that fella is as prepared as anyone now.
Well, listen, you've got to be. When the 75,000 people, they are waiting. And tonight, if you make a mistake, Dave, it's going to be all on your show tomorrow.
It is. You're absolutely right.
Yeah,
you're right.
A lot of pressure.
Okay, but, go on, next one.
Yeah, the second one, what you've got to do is, if you're not sure of some of the names, you know, the Belgian team names, etc., always have a little sneaky word with any of the backroom staff.
Oh.
And then this is where you need your extra team sheet, because you can write it phonetically. So I'll give you a story. When have we got time?
Yes.
Okay?
Alan, I'm going to give you the entire show if I'm allowed, but Maria's wagging her finger at me. But go on, tell me all your stories.
Yeah, so one of the experiences I had was I hadn't looked at this name properly with regards to preparation for the game, and I'm sure it was Roy Keane's testimonial.
Okay.
because we played Celtic, and if you've been to Old Trafford, which you have, the screens, the scoreboards, they're not the greatest in the world.
No.
They're sort of an oblong shaped thing. So I'm reading out the Celtic team, and obviously I didn't really know the full details of all the squad. You know, I don't do them every week. Anyway, this particular name came up, and by the time I'd started to read it, the whole name had gone off the board.
It
rotates across. You've got to imagine the name rotating across.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And the name was Jan Venigor of Hesselink.
I remember his name.
Yeah, exactly. It was the longest name, and to this day, still is the longest name I've ever announced. So you have to prepare. Have a word with some of the backroom staff.
That's a great piece of advice. I will. I'll go down a little bit. And somebody said yesterday, maybe buy them a coffee. Bottle them up a little bit, you know?
Yeah, bottle them up a little bit. Get the backroom staff on board if you need anything. Even if you can, the assistant manager.
Assistant manager.
Yeah, or woman, whichever it is tonight, I'm not sure. But whoever the assistant, have a word with them, like you say, have a bit of crack, and then just say, by the way, can you just guide me through this? It's what I always do. I mean, I've got this, it's a little bit of a sort of, you know, a talking point with all the announcers, Dave, because I've got a lectern.
Okay, you do, yeah. You look a little bit like you're a priest.
Yeah, I'm
Father Alan is up there with his lectern and his notepad.
I'm gonna give a sermon, and I'm gonna do a bit of a roll call from the lectern. It winds up. We've got. We'll have to put you on the group now. We've got a WhatsApp group for stadium announcers.
Let me get my first one under my belt, Alan. Then add me.
Yeah. Well, I'll be listening tonight. I'm with Brian Robson tonight. So. When we're at the gig, I'll be putting the game on, and I'll be marking you out at 10 days.
Well, here's the thing: maybe people don't know this, Alan, but your accent doesn't really give us any hints. But you're a full-on Irishman, Alan Keegan.
Oh, I tell you, very proud of my roots, honestly. My family from the west of Ireland, emigrated in the late 50s, early 60s, and new house, new home, and new baby.
Baby Alan was born. But listen, don't you have a place in Enniscrone yourself?
Yeah, we've had a place there for 9 years, and I'm always flying over to the international airport of Knock.
What a spot.
What an airport. It's opened up the whole of the west of Ireland, Dave.
Sure has. And so when you come home, when was the last time you were here?
I was there about 10 days ago. I'm going to call in and see you next time.
Oh, I'm going to be so buzzing if Alan Keegan walks in the door of the studio. I won't be able to control myself. Gary Neville walked in and I called him Sir, and he just looked at me and was like, what's happening? I can't. Eric Cantona laughed at me when I told him that story. I need to calm down when I talk to people from United. But come here. So you've been over and back all the way. Yes, I mean, like, so are you familiar with, like, this radio show? Are you familiar with, like, Ireland, the Irish team and everything?
I'm very familiar with your radio show of Today FM, because obviously the network, it broadcasts all over Ireland. Yeah. So obviously, you know, I'm going to give a slight little quick plug.
Go on.
To Midwest Radio, you know, because that's obviously the west of Ireland. Yeah. But that's the only time I'll do that. The rest of the break, or when we're in Ireland, because we don't even call it a holiday now, because
it's home.
It's our second home. Yeah. So Today FM, Dave, I've listened to you for how long, and you're an absolute legend. Honestly.
Oh my God, stop it now! You completely take everything off me. I've done everything I've ever needed to do in my life. This man thinks I'm a legend.
The bucket list is tipped. Listen, just one more thing.
Go on.
One more tip. If you get a chance today when you finish the show, have a listen, have a look, go on YouTube, do whatever. Have a look at the last game that Belgium played, and then you can hear how the names are pronounced.
Jesus, I tell you what, I need you in my corner every morning, Alan. I'm buzzing for this now. I was nervous until I started talking to you.
Oh, you're going to be perfect, Dave. You'll be brilliant. You know,
amazing.
Welcome to the Aviva Stadium.
Yes,
you know,
I just recorded you saying all the bits and play it out on my phone. Alan, an absolute pleasure to talk to you, my friend. I'm so honoured, but also I will see you soon in Old Trafford. I'm definitely going to be over there pretty soon this season. So,
give me a shout when you're over, Dave, and if I'm over there, I'll be calling in for a cup of tea.
Amazing. We'll see you soon. Alan, thank you so much.
Good luck tonight.
Thanks, buddy. Bye-bye. Yes. Alan Keegan, Maria, thank you
so much.
What
a legend.
Oh, I don't need anything else in my life now. I've just been Alan Keegan. That's all that matters. Absolutely brilliant.
Dave Moore on Today FM.